Separating truth from illusion. This is really tricky to be able to do this because illusion and glamour have so many subtleties in them that it's very difficult. Get rid of this. It's very difficult to separate them. And when I tell people that through the soul, everybody will be able to see truth the same way, a lot of people have a hard time imagining that. Because they say, well, you know, they think the only way to do that is for everybody to be the same in kind of a blah, nebulous, boring way. That being different really is the thing that makes us human. Now, being able to see the same truth doesn't mean you're not different. Even souls are different. One soul is different from another. One monad has a difference. Everything in the universe that is involved in the separation, involved in the body of God, is different. Just like your right hand is different from your left, your head is different from your leg, and so on. All the different parts of the body of God are a little bit different. But when the body, me, the body says 2 + 2 = 4, does any part of my body say, no, that's wrong? No. Every single part of my body will agree. Yeah, 2 + 2 = 4. You know, the head come up with that, and we all support that, and we all see it the same way. So within my body, every cell in my body, you know, goes along with that idea. Because you know, the head is the final decision maker. The head and the heart, sometimes they fight between themselves a little bit, but when the head finally says, okay, this 2 + 2 = 4. Now, the fact that they all see this the same way, does that make the head look like the foot? No, it doesn't. Yeah, this is the worry when I presented this. They see a sameness. If we all are unified. And there's only the sameness in vision. Say the hand and the foot may have the same vision, and so both the foot and the hand work toward fulfilling that vision, but that doesn't mean the hand is like the foot. And that doesn't mean the hand and the foot look exactly the same or act exactly the same, but they're going the same direction. And they see with the same vision. Now, think a minute. Let's go through this one by one. Because the biggest objection I get to this teaching is that, you know, there are a lot of things that just are impossible for people to agree on. Like Republicans and Democrats, if you're one party or the other, you're never going to reach agreement. Okay? But let's start with basic truths. Let's go back to 2 + 2 = 4. Does anybody disagree with that? Okay. We're all in absolute agreement with that, right? I'm glad Wayne isn't here. Wayne disagreed with that. Sometimes Wayne disagreed to be disagreeable. He come up with convoluted explanations as why that isn't always true, you know. And some mathematicians will do that, but basically we understand if you have two apples on one side, two apples on the other, we combine them together, there's no way it's anything but four apples, right? Okay, we all agree on that. Now, can you imagine the soul? Let's say Wayne was here, and Wayne says, nah, it's not always four. Okay, so we're all here, and so we contact the soul together. Is the soul, Wayne's soul, going to tell him, yeah, 2 + 2 isn't 4? But he's going to tell the rest of us it is? Are the souls in that much disharmony that they would tell Wayne one thing and everybody else something else?
No, that's his personality.
Right. Or would the soul give us, all of us, if we were in doubt that 2 + 2 = 4, would the soul give us all the same answer? What?
In general.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Right. The soul would give us all the same answer. Because in the kingdom of the soul, there is no lying. There is no deception. And so everything that the soul gives us is the truth as far as possible. And then that truth comes filtered down through our personality. And our personality will often distort the truth. So even if people get an answer from the soul, they'll think about it and they'll often distort it. So even though they may get an answer, they can still jumble it up with their own awkward thinking, which is very easy to do. It's a little bit like memories. Curtis and I remembered instances a little bit differently, and this often happens. The farther something gets in the past, the more likely people are to remember it differently. And I know that sometimes when different friends I've had, you talk about things that happened. And I remember my last high school reunion. I asked a friend of mine who did something really funny. This is a story you haven't heard before, Sue. Have any of you been up the old freeze-out hill on the way to Emmett?
No.
Boy, that was a terrible thing to go up. Now you can whiz up at 60 miles an hour or so, but back then it was hard to go over about 20 miles an hour because it was so windy. And my friend Mark and his group of friends was following this guy up, and he was going about 5 miles an hour. He was going so slow that Mark says, "Stop the car," and they stopped the car, and he got out of the car, and he ran around the guy. And we were at the high school reunion. I said, "Don't you remember that time you did that, Mark?" He said, "No, I don't mean it. He didn't even remember doing it." And so I told the story, and Mark was as entertained as anybody else. He couldn't remember that he did that. But I thought it was so funny that, really stuck in my mind. But people's memories get fuzzy, and not only do they get fuzzy, but they turn things around. And the same thing happens. You may get something from the soul that is true, and maybe like a year later, after you've run it through your own personal desires and thoughts and prejudices, pretty soon you've so convoluted what you got from the soul, the soul looked down at you and said, "Boy, he distorted that so bad, I'm nervous about giving him anything else." Of course, the soul really doesn't get nervous, but maybe concerned. And so this distortion, it's one of the things we're going to talk about. But now let's move ahead to something a little bit more controversial. It's not uncontroversial facts are not a problem. The distance from the earth to the moon, that's been established, so nobody really argues about that. The fact that the earth is round, nobody argues about that. The fact that the earth circles around the sun, or the fact that, how many stars are in this galaxy? Some people say 200 billion, and some people say 400 billion. So who's right there? Well, I mean, that's a lot of stars to count. So so that's a little bit of guesswork. So nobody knows for sure, but everybody pretty much agrees it's somewhere between 200 billion to 400 billion. They haven't finished counting them yet. It takes a long time to count to 400 billion. And so you have certain areas like that are a little bit gray because you know the direction. We know there's a lot of stars in the Milky Way, but how many? We can't go count them all individually through a telescope. We have to go through several procedures to guess how many is in a certain area and then how many areas like that are in the Milky Way and multiply it out. And they've come up with anywhere, like I say, between 200 billion and 400 billion. But they don't argue about that much because they realize that the 200 billion could be right, the 400 billion could be right. So it's not a point of contention. It's just a point they think, we don't know for sure. It could be this or it could be that. And so that's not a problem. Yet we enter other areas where we don't know for sure which is right and which is the better guess or whatever, that it's very contentious, which is the political world today is extremely contentious.